All right, it is 7 p.m. and I will now begin my presentation. Good evening, everyone. My name is Courtney Gallagher. I'm an associate and landscape architect with Morris and Ritchie Associates. We're the civil engineering and landscape architecture firm working with BBH Laurel LC to develop the subject property. Tonight, I'm joined by Jim Kraft and Liz Williams with BBH Laurel LC and Elm Street Development, who is developing the subject property. Tonight, we are here specifically to discuss the Milstead development, which was formerly known as BBH Laurel. I will go through a brief presentation, and then I'll give Jim and Liz an opportunity to speak before I turn it up open to the crowd for question and answer. This meeting is required per Anne Arundel County Code Subdivision Section 17-2-107, which specifically states that a community meeting must be held within the 45-day period following the initial submittal of a final plan or site development plan. A final plan for the Milstead project was submitted on September 15th, 2025. The purpose of this meeting is to present information regarding any changes to the development that may have occurred since the pre-submittal community meeting that was held a little over a year ago. The meeting is also an opportunity for the community to ask questions and provide comments. First, I'll start with a brief project overview and the existing conditions. If anyone here was in attendance at that original pre-submittal community meeting, a lot of this information is going to be the same as what you heard that evening. The Milstead project is located at the intersection of Brockbridge Road, here on the right, and Whiskey Bottom Road, here at the bottom. It's located in Laurel, Maryland, and includes five total properties, which are all shown on Tax Map 19. These properties include parcel 168, lots 1, 2, 3, and 4, which are mostly the southern part of the property, and then parcel 6 here along the north. The entire development, which is outlined in this thick dashed black line, encompasses a total of 21.18 acres. The Milstead development is a privately proposed project that is being developed, as I said, by BBH Laurel LC. All of these properties are privately owned. The entirety of the subject properties are zoned R15, which is a residential zone. The property is not located within the critical area. Four properties were previously developed with single-family detached residential structures, most of which are located here towards the center of the site. One of the properties is currently undeveloped. There are no streams, stream buffers, wetlands, wetland buffers, or 100-year floodplain on the subject properties. The properties are partially wooded. The majority of the wooded area is here to the south and the west here, close to the train tracks, and then along the north. There are six specimen trees that are identified on the subject properties, most of which are located here to the south, and a couple here up to the north. There are no highly erodible soils on the property, and no historic resources were found on the properties. The property is also not located within a county-designated greenway. No rare, threatened, or endangered species have been identified on the properties. There are no steep slopes on the properties, and there are no bogs on or in the vicinity of the property. And all of these features have been field verified. So now I'm going to flip this around and we'll discuss the proposed development. All of the existing structures on the site are proposed to be demolished in order to facilitate the development. The site is proposed to be developed with a total of 186 units, including 66 townhomes, which are located in the top half of the property, and 120 two-over-two units. Two-over-twos are also referred to as stacked townhomes. The townhomes will be on fee simple individual lots. Townhomes include a mix of 20-foot wide and 22-foot wide rear load garage units and will be served by private roads. The private roads will all be a minimum of 24 feet wide and will be located within variable width common use access easements. The 2/2 units, which are considered a multi-family use in the county when this plan was submitted, will be located on a single development lot that totals 6.017 acres. Those 2/2s will be for-sale condominium units. The 2/2 units will be served by drive aisles ranging from 24 to 28 feet wide, and all of these units will also have rear driveways and garages as well. Access into the development is proposed here. The single access point along Rockbridge Road opposite the entrance into the Fieldstone development at existing Seagrass Lane. Require 2.5 parking spaces per unit for a total of 165 required parking spaces. A total of 186 parking spaces are provided through a mix of the garage and tandem driveway spaces, as well as 21 surface parking spaces. The 122/2 units also require 2.5 parking spaces per unit, which was approved as part of a parking needs study. That generates a required parking space count of 300 spaces. A total of 301 parking spaces are provided in this 2/2 multifamily section, including a mix of garage and tandem driveway spaces and 61 surface parking spaces. Sidewalks are proposed throughout the development to provide connectivity within the development from each front door to the amenity spaces, which are located throughout the site, as well as to Rockbridge Road. The open space requirement for the project is 6.35 acres, which is equal to 30% of the total project site. A total of 13.79 acres of open space and open area are proposed within this development, which is an increase of almost 3 acres as compared to the open space that was discussed and presented at the original pre-submission community meeting. Active recreation totaling 1.36 acres, including 0.6 acres for the townhouse portion of the, for the multifamily portion of the project, and 0.76 acres for the townhouse portion of the project is required for the total development. A grand total of 1.534 acres, including 0.67 acres on the multifamily lot and 0.86 acres within the townhouse portion of the development of active recreation area is proposed. And those active recreation areas are located in these sort of larger open spaces that you see distributed throughout the community. The proposed project is subject to forest conservation requirements and has been designed utilizing an environmental site design approach, which clusters development closer to Rockbridge Road and within the portion of the site that was previously cleared and developed. The proposed development includes 5 acres of forest retention, existing forest being retained, which meets the county's conservation threshold requirement of 5 acres. A total of 5.5 acres of forest clearing, as well as the removal of one specimen tree, which is located here, ST number, proposed to facilitate the development of the property. Modification number 17575A was approved by the county on May 23rd, 2025, to allow the forest clearing and removal of that specimen tree on the property. The proposed clearing of 5.5 acres generates a reforestation requirement of 2.7 acres. The on-site planting mitigation requirement for the removal of that specimen tree is 0.22 acres, which creates a combined reforestation requirement of 2.92 acres. A total of 2.94 acres of reforestation is proposed with this project on site. The forest, the sort of light gray hatch that you see on the site represents the proposed forest conservation easements, which contain a mix of those areas as well as the reforestation areas. The project will be served by public water and sewer, which will be extended into the property from existing services located within Brockbridge Road. Water will come into the site here at the proposed entrance, and the sewer will come in here a little bit farther to the south. In order to address traffic mitigation requirements for this project, as well as Brookhaven development to the north, this project is proposing to provide mitigation of a right turn lane here at the Brockbridge Road and Whiskey Bottom Road intersection. In order to address the bicycle, pedestrian, and transit assessment requirements, approximately 1,000 linear feet of 5-foot-wide sidewalk, including two ADA-compliant ramps, is proposed along the entire frontage of the property with Brockbridge Road. So that sidewalk will run from here all the way down to the intersection. The proposed limits of disturbance for the project, including the improvements to Brockbridge Road, is approximately 14.61 acres. Stormwater management for the project will be provided in accordance with Anne Arundel County's stormwater management design criteria, which includes environmental site design to the maximum extent practicable. This includes a mix of micro stormwater practices, such as microbio retention facilities and bioswales that will be located throughout the development. They are located throughout. In addition, bioretention facilities are also utilized to address stormwater management requirements. These stormwater practices are small, depressed areas similar to a rain garden that handle runoff from small drainage areas, usually between about a half acre and an acre maximum. They are designed so that they hold water for no more than 24 hours. The intent is for groundwater and runoff from the roofs to flow overland, usually, to these facilities where they can filter through the proposed soil media and then have a chance to infiltrate back into the ground. Any water that does not infiltrate will be collected in the storm drain system and piped to one of the two outfall locations. The peak management is required for this site, so a stormwater management pond is proposed here at the southern edge of the development. Will collect drainage from the storm drain system for about two-thirds of the site. Once any discharge from this pond will be released through a pipe here and make its way to an existing culvert under Whiskey Bottom Road, where it currently drains today. The remainder of the development will outfall to a plunge pool here on the west side of the site, adjacent to the rail line. Age children within the development will attend Mead High School, Mead Middle School, and Maryland City Elementary School. All three of those schools are currently open for enrollment. As I stated, there was one modification request that was previously approved for this project. I'd just like to state that there are no additional modification requests that are anticipated with this development at this time. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Jim or Liz to say what they'd like to before I sort of conclude with the community meeting.
Thanks. Thank you for all the detailed information. Some of you all may remember it from the first meeting, but my name is Jim Kraft. I'm with Elm Street Development. We're a private real estate firm based out of McLean, Virginia. We do work in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. I've been doing real estate development in Elm County for about 21 years. Wanted to just give you a little background on our firm if you didn't know that already, but then also just give you a little sense of timing When we first met on this project, that was at the sketch plan or preliminary plan phase. In Anne Arundel County, a three-step process is required for our subdivision approval. So sketch plan is the first step. We've now made it through that first step and are now in the final plan stage. This final plan stage takes roughly 8 to 12 months, depending on the approval process, how busy the county is and such. And then the third phase is really grading permit and subdivision plat, which is when we're able to commence site activity. So if you're wondering, you know, when are the bulldozers showing up, when is construction activity going to start, we're still a little ways out. We're just submitting that final plan in September. So we have about, I'd say, you know, 8 to 10 months to get this approved from the initial submittal. And then with respect to the buildings themselves, you know, Courtney did a great job of describing, you know, what type of unit mix we have with 2/2s at the southern end of the site and towns at the northern end. We typically will partner with a building company, whether it's a national builder or a regional builder, to come in and actually build the homes. We don't vertically build the homes, but we will do all the site development work. The builder will, when the site development work is complete, come on site, build a model, establish a sales center, and that's where they're actively sell the homes. So we're still quite some time from that, but that's essentially where we are in the overall process from a timing perspective. So with that, I'll kind of open it up for some general questions. We've been, go ahead, please.
Just before we do questions, I have one other little bit I need to say. It's on the list, the checklist. To the community meeting process, just so you understand what comes next here. So this community meeting, as I said at the beginning, is being recorded, and that recording will be submitted to Anne Arundel County tomorrow to be uploaded to their community meeting website. Once that upload occurs, that will begin a 14-day comment period where people can review this recording and make comments and ask questions. Those comments can be sent to community meeting comments at aacounty.org, and any emails or correspondence should reference Milstead. If you'd like to hear that again, you can just come up after the meeting. I'll give you that web or email address. So once that 14-day comment period closes, the development team will prepare and distribute meeting minutes along with any comments that were received and responses to those comments. At that point, that will conclude the community meeting process, and the project will be, you know, able to move forward. So with that.
Yeah, and that's also why it's important to sign in. If you'd like the minutes emailed and such, your contact information is important.
So if there's any comments or questions, we'd love to hear from you.
I did want to ask the traffic access points to Brockbridge Road. I'm seeing, seeing three potential exit points from the site.
That's actually just the one, yeah, the one that lines up right with Seagrass Lane, which is the existing access into Fieldstone, I believe, on the corner.
So if there's any disturbance at that intersection, the community really doesn't have an access point onto the.
Yeah, it's one way in, one way out. Typically, when we construct these subdivisions and design them, there's sort of like a size or scale to have multiple access points from a traffic movement perspective. So the county encourages us to align intersections across from existing intersections. And then there's intersection spacing issues with being on the corner. So we take all those things into account, as well as the environmental features on the site to really locate the intersection in the best possible spot. It's just the one location.
Comments?
You were talking about the widening of the road at the bottom. Is it like one lane that's going to be adding to the road?
Yeah, so we performed what we talked about at our sketch plan meeting, which is called traffic impact study. That study basically points out whether there could be congestion or deficiencies based on background traffic, future development, and such. And this intersection was identified as one that might have experienced some congestion down the road, particularly when taking the racetrack into account and such. So What we propose to do is mitigate our impact on the intersection by widening it by one travel lane, so there's a dedicated right-hand turn now. Understanding from doing the traffic analysis is there's, you certainly know better because you live across the street and you're concerned about access, but there's typically queuing here, a lot of backup, depending on the time of day, probably AM, PM peak traffic. So our analysis demonstrated that we modeled out if we add this right turn lane, it should ease some of the congestion.
Anybody else? Comments or questions? If not, I'm going to have to conclude the meeting, so.
But we are happy to hang around for a few minutes after and answer any questions. We can take a more detailed look at the site plan and ask specific questions. We're happy to answer.
Going once? Going twice? All right. So it is 7:21, and I'm officially going to conclude our meeting. Thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.